the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, sticking with beauty of sorts, you may have noticed a certain look that's taken hold in some quarters of the United States. It's been dubbed the MAGA makeover. For men like Elon Musk, it's dark, gothic MAGA and shrunken suits. But for women, it's a whole other ballgame. There's even a TikTok trend, Republican makeup. But I don't think comedian Anne Gilday will be trying it out anytime soon.
Is it just me, or does every Trumpian woman I see look like she's a member of the Jackie Collins lookalike club?
And I'm quite upset because leopard skin is suddenly becoming very fashionable. It used to be just me and Rod Stewart who wore it. Now it's the world, so I have to think of something else.
Hair that's been done to within an inch of its follicles.
Ow!
Check. Foundation that looks like there's multiple layers of foundation under the foundation. Check. Lips pouty and glossed. Eyes, smoky, eyebrows and cheekbones, ultra-defined. Check, check, check. Not forgetting the tight suits and bodycon dresses on whippet-thin bodies and the type of stilettos that would bring tears to your eyes just looking at them. The word hurty doesn't even come close.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Some might think I'm being catty and judgy, and they'd be right. But I'm in good company. Even the hallowed Financial Times recently carried a piece about this MAGA makeover. They quoted Trump boasting in a recorded telephone conversation. He said, "We made the presidency hot."
And we made the presidency hot, so this should be easy.
Oh, Republican women have come a long way since Abraham Lincoln's missus. A petticoat and a shave, and she was good to go. After the 2016 presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton bemoaned the hours of hair and makeup demanded of her as a woman, and the sexism inherent in that.
Of course, it's not just in politics. It's in business. We've seen a lot of that coming out of Silicon Valley. I want to blow this up so that people have to confront it. And then maybe whoever comes next won't have to face it as much.
Men don't come under the same scrutiny. She calculated it at 600 hours or 25 days in the makeup chair. All Trump had to do was a quick orange spray, hair glued into place, and off he popped. But the Trumpian lady look is symptomatic of a wider trend. Blame social media. I do. A generic face has emerged for women.
If I could turn back time.
Ageless, expressionless, lines all Botoxed away, lips that make women look like recently evolved fish. Some faces so full of filler, they look less human, more Cabbage Patch doll. The stream of images of this new face and of the perfect outfit, the perfect makeup, the perfect hair is constant and ubiquitous. And don't talk to me about the perfect body. If you're doing anything in the public eye now, be it business, arts, entertainment or politics, there is this pervasive expectation that you, as woman, will make some effort towards this done, sleek, Botoxed look. And Lord help us if there's a sign of wrinkle, crookedy yellow teeth, a sense of perhaps underlying flab.
Oh no!
Ooh, what's that? A comfortable shoe. That's kind of me in a sentence. I can't help it. I grew up on a small farm. I'm the type, I could be in head-to-toe couture and still have that certain je ne sais quoi that makes me look like I'm off down the fields to get the cows. A business friend once said to me, "Would you not lose a few pounds? Being overweight makes you look like you're not in control." But I'm not in control, I reason with them. I'm a mammal on a planet, a transient flicker in the infinity of an unknowable universe. Where's my cake? The Trumpian woman look, artificial, over the top, unapologetic, in control, dangerous, is an extension of the Trump brand. And like that brand, without being partisan, I have to add, it's all icing, no cake.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert.
and we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
Let them eat chocolate cake. Anne Gilday there.